Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do you have hypertension? Do you wonder what causes it? Well, the answer is really simple. It's the way that you respond to what you see and hear. Because what happens is that we all have concepts in our subconscious mind that tell us the way things should be, the way that we should be in terms of relating to different situations. And every now and then, you're going to hear something or see something that is going to trigger a biochemical transaction within your body. Two examples that come to mind immediately. Number one, if you're a parent and coming into wintertime, it gets dark, 5 o'clock, you know, and the kids are not in the house come, you know, that time and it's dark outside. And then all of a sudden at 6 o'clock, the phone rings and the kids still aren't there. What do you go through? Or how about it's 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, and you've got teenagers and the phone rings. I've been there. I've done that. I know that feeling of how your adrenaline starts or your adrenal glands start pumping and pounding. Your heart is pounding. Adrenaline is surging through your body. Another way that you can relate to this if you're not a parent is think about the last time a police car pulled behind you with its lights on. Sight and sound will create biochemical transactions in the body. So what happens when you develop the stress? Well, the first thing immediately that happens is that your B vitamins are compromised and your minerals are compromised. Of course, no one ever, you know, talks about all of the minerals that are compromised, and they are calcium, magnesium, and zinc. Almost everybody talks about calcium and magnesium. Hardly anybody mentions zinc. Yet zinc is essential for facilitating the production of insulin. So you can see or begin to see why there is so much insulin-resistant diabetes as well as type 2 diabetes on the rise. Yes, it is the horrible, horrible diet that people are eating. Because what people don't understand is that everything you consume turns to sugar. Everything is fuel for your body. So when you bring in sugar-laden foods and empty carbohydrates, you're going to get a spike. And do you feel good? Absolutely. You got energy. You're like jazzed and you're vibing. However, there's the crash. Because what happens is that there's so much sugar in your bloodstream that your body is pushing out insulin to try to bring it back down to normal. Sometimes because there's so much stress, you go into hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. Going back to calcium and magnesium, specifically calcium. When calcium is stressed out, compromise, because according to our government, we don't have any deficiencies, even though we're the 19th sickest nation in the world, and we spend more money than any other country per person in the world. Yeah, go figure, right? They're just trying to force feed you all these pharmaceutical drugs that won't do diddly squat. They don't heal the body. The body is the healer. You've got to give it what it requires. So here's the story with calcium. When calcium is compromised, it creates an imbalance between sodium and potassium. When that happens, the body begins to retain fluid. That fluid puts pressure on the arterial system. Guess what's happening now? Your blood pressure is going up. In fact, there are some people who are under so much stress that they can end up gaining anywhere from 5 to 15 pounds literally within a week's time. Why? Because the body is holding on to the water. So what do we do to get rid of the water? You want to take a look at potassium and B6. I also recommend celery seed, which is also a fabulous diuretic. Some other good diuretics you could look at to help lower your blood pressure: Uva ursa, hydrangea, parsley, watermelon seed. In fact, when it comes to parsley, when you go out to eat with friends and family, you know, if you go to a nice restaurant, they usually will put a sprig of parsley on the plate. Eat yours. And you'll notice that most of the people around you are not eating theirs. Don't be bashful. Life is not meant for bashful people. You'll end up at the back of the line. Reach out. Grab that parsley. Eat it. It's fabulous. One, you're going to get the diuretic effect. And two, the chlorophyll is going to help to cleanse your system and purify your blood. So you want to do that. Now, the real cause, or another consideration for the cause, is the fact that because the minerals are compromised, there is a breakdown in electrical conductivity. Because here's how blood pressure is regulated in the body. You have nerve endings in your arterial walls. When the blood pressure goes up or down, your nerve endings send a message to your brain so that your brain can readjust the tensile strength or the flaccid strength, or not strength, but the flaccidity of your muscles. So it sends electrical impulses down your nerves to tell the cells that make up the muscles to relax or contract, and the heart to slow down or speed up, if, assuming you have low blood pressure. But since it's about hypertension, we're talking about relaxing the muscles, slowing down the heart. Now, as to do that, we add in calcium, magnesium, and we've already put in potassium. So now we're restoring electrolytes. The cells are getting the message, and the body is beginning to relax. But we want to stay relaxed. So there's a couple of things you can do. You could look at herbs like skullcap, passiflora, hops, valerian. All of these are fabulous nervines. All of these will help you to stay relaxed. And that's what you want to do. You want to maintain a good, calm center in dealing with things. To truly get rid of blood pressure, and obviously supplements are going to help because you need that nutrition in your system. You know, it's funny. I was just listening to the show before us, and they were talking about acid reflux. And the whole time I'm thinking, well, when's he going to talk about minerals? Because the deal is that sphincter is controlled by muscles. And the problem is y'all don't have enough minerals in your system to make it work. So think minerals. You know, you've heard me talk about them before. If you got leg aches, back aches, Charlie horses, spasms, TMJ, restless leg, growing pains, all of those, insomnia, all of that are curable and handleable, such a word, by minerals. And I'm not talking just calcium or CalMag or even CalMag zinc. You need potassium, phosphorus, chromium, manganese, molybdenum. So you need all of them. So look for a complete multi-mineral that will give you all the minerals that you need, and that will help. The other important thing to do is really make a list of all the things that stress you out and start questioning yourself. Why? Why does that get to me? Why does that bother me? Why does that make me uptight? Why does that stress me out? You know, stress from another point of view is born out of uncertainty, which is born out of doubt and fear. So when you find something that you're stressed out about, question it, examine it so that you can understand it, because through understanding leads to control, and that leads to mastery. You're listening to Michael Schwartz, and this is Radio MD, and we all want you to stay well.